Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor at andrew@midlandtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. For democracy to thrive, our provincial MPP in Barrie Springwater Oro Medonte must be engaged with constituents and responsive to local needs. Yet, as the city of Barrie pushes for annexation, Progressive Conservative candidate Doug Downey is missing in action. Residents have reached out to him with concerns, only to be met with silence. Is this the leadership that listens and understands? We're Friends of the Future, a group of concerned citizens from Oro Medonte and Barrie's Ward 1, and we are deeply alarmed by the provincial government's handling of annexation discussions that directly impact our communities. Barrie's push for additional land has bypassed proper planning protocols, with secretive negotiations taking place between municipalities and the provincial facilitator, without public input. These closed-door discussions not only undermine transparency, but erode public trust. Instead of engaging in meaningful consultation, the provincial government appears to be prioritizing political interests over the needs of local residents. And throughout it all, candidate Doug Downey remains silent, failing to stand up for the very people he seeks to represent. So who is influencing these decisions? As the election unfolds, we demand clarity from Barrie Mayor Alex Nuttall regarding his February 3, 2025, statement to CTV News Barrie. The province has been very clear that they wanted a deal done, that they wanted to ensure that there was a capacity for Barrie to grow, to grow housing, to grow jobs, and they wanted a deal that will also benefit Springwater and Oro Medonte. We've done our best to facilitate that. Who is they? Is it candidate Doug Downey? The public has a right to know who is shaping these negotiations behind the scenes. Transparency is critical for voters to understand where provincial candidates truly stand on municipal-provincial relations and whether their interests align with those of the community. The time for transparency is now. The annexation of Oro Medonte and Springwater land is not just a bureaucratic exercise. It is a decision that will shape our communities for generations. We urge residents to stay informed, demand answers and hold elected officials, like candidate Doug Downey, accountable. As we approach the provincial election, we must remember that inaction speaks volumes. If we want leadership that prioritizes the well-being of our township, we must send a clear message at the ballot box. Representatives who fail to defend their constituents do not deserve our votes. Jane Voorhees, Oro Medonte.